Okay, we're going to call the December Personnel Committee into order. We've got one item that's a new business tonight. It's the appointment of the library board member. And Administrator Higgins, would you like to give us a brief on that, Judge Dodson?
I am here this month. I apologize for not being here last month, but yes, thank you very much. I thank the Personnel Committee for meeting tonight and considering this important issue. As you know, with library appointments, the county judge makes an appointment and the court confirms or denies that. And these things are first appearing before the Personnel Committee, just by way of recap there. So we had, this would be a normal annual appointment. Mr. Jeff Moncrief is rolling off, and so I'd ask that you all join me in thanking him for his service. We sure appreciate him. He's a fine person, and I personally appreciate the work that he's done on the library board. And so with that, it comes necessary to make this appointment. So there were seven, I believe, applicants last time. Those were all considered again. This time, in addition, we had a couple of extra applicants. We had a great number of them. I think I would tell the committee it's very promising that we had a lot of interest. And as I reviewed the applicants, I think I shared with you during last month's court meeting, I was uplifted. I mean, there are some talented people out there, so I'm glad they're willing to step up, sir, and ask for that opportunity. So, but having said that, it's my privilege to appoint and ask for your confirmation of Mrs. Kelly Carden to this vacant position. She, if I could summarize using 100 adjectives, that's probably what I and the folks who recommend her would do. I want to just start by saying she is a terrific person. She's just a terrific personality and disposition. And as I mentioned to you last month, one of the key factors, in addition to just out and out qualifications for not only this appointment, but any appointment for any board, goes beyond experience, qualification, beliefs, values, and so forth, to how effective would they be? And how would the people of Faulkner County view the way this person carries his or herself? It's just as important, and I heard this all on the campaign trail. I'm sure Randy would agree that in this day and age, people care. And I really think even beyond that, I think it shows whether or not a person is going to be effective or not. So what I respect in a person is their ability to get stuff done. And we all know people who seem to get stuff done who otherwise, besides personality and approach to problems, may be no different than someone else who is not quite as effective. And it all comes back to the way they deal with people and how much respect they command just by being in a space or being, you know, at attention on a problem. And so I place a great value in that. I want you guys to know that. It's really important to me. And I hear it all the time. So Kelly is wonderful, if I could call her by her first name. First of all, she comes strongly recommended by Justice Mary Coates and former Justice, longtime serving Justice Randy Higgins, current county administrator. They cannot give a glowing enough review of who she is, how she carries herself. In terms of her background, she's a 28-year retired teacher. Justice Allison, she taught 24 years in the Greenbrier school system and 4 years, I think she retired from Quitman school system. And as you know, as I mentioned last time, we have a 5-member board. We have roughly half the population in the city of Conway and half not in the city of Conway. We have other library locations outside the city of Conway. I think we were overpopulated, not to say anything about the board members who are serving. Appreciate them serving. But in the face of choosing to fill vacancies, I think it's key. I think the people in our county would agree that it's necessary to get some equal representation there. I'm not saying it's got to be exact, and going forward, I really wouldn't care if it's 2-3, 3-2, either way, but I don't think it needs to be 4-1 or 5-0, one direction or the other. I think it's unfair. And I think we need to think about equity there. You know, when you look at a neighborhood that's in the city of Conway, it's going to be very different than one south of Mayflower or up in Mount Vernon, Enola, Twin Gross, Greenbrier, Bologna, Mayflower, Guy, Worcester, and on and on. So I think that's key, and I don't want us to overlook that. And so I'm thankful we had an opportunity to select from qualified candidates who represent those areas, not only those areas, but those demographics, those cultural views, those familiarity with urban areas or suburban areas as much as urban, if you call that here in Arkansas. And so I'm really excited. I know Kelly and her husband. Many of you probably know her husband. I won't bring him into this, but he's a fine servant, public servant himself. And it's just one really strong family, and it's I'm really excited, you know. And I hope you see that on my face. These are the kinds of people we need willing, as you would all agree, to step up and give high-quality service to the public for now and in the future. So I'm excited. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I think you've been given copies of the applicants, the applications, I guess.
We've got it, yes, sir.
So any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Does the committee have any questions for Judge Dawson?
One is, when did this application, when you received this application?
I think we received the application itself yesterday. It's not the first we knew of it. But as a matter of fact, we had other people interested who didn't submit applications. This is a process we don't stumble into lightly. We try to be as prepared as possible.
Okay, I asked just because I noticed that we didn't get a copy of it before this meeting, which we had done, I believe, before the last appointment. We got a copy of your recommendation before, just had time to consider it before we showed up here to the meeting. And then my other question was about the breakdown between, you know, inside of Conway and outside of Conway. What is the current makeup of the library board and residency of the members?
I believe it is 4-1, City of Conway to rural.
Director McGraw, can you confirm that?
At least do you know of the addresses they put on their applications?
Board Member Thompson, he lists his business address, which is Conway, but he's actually kind of south of Bologna. Jeff Whittingham is in Greenbrier. Everybody else is in Conway. I'm not sure if I'm a stage.
She's between Conway and Bologna. Got a Conway address, but she's on the extreme east end of that.
So right now there's not including the person who's rolling off, the four members. Where are they at exactly?
Ben Thompson lives south of Bologna. Mm-hmm. Jeff Whittingham lives in Greenbrier. The other two live in Conway.
The one we just appointed was a rural resident as well. Isn't the person we just appointed a rural resident or outside of Conway resident as well?
Outside of Conway.
What was the name?
Cindy Stage.
And that's not one of the. Is that one of the two you just mentioned that lived outside of Conway?
Right. I think Ms. Vanderslice may be the one person in Conway right now.
So there's only one in Conway right now.
I believe so. Yes.
How does that square with your desire to see equal representation on the library board?
Well, after having committed to her, I can tell you I'm not going to back off. I've committed to her to be appointed to the library board, and I appreciate her acceptance of that. But I can tell you it was important for me, and I'm just going off the addresses that are listed. And so if they've got a presence in Conway and list that as their address in Conway, I'm not going to go do a background check on where they live versus where they work.
So on the applications and the addresses that you have, it shows what is the breakdown that you've seen, I guess, of the current members other than the
if
one
you go on the library system website, I believe it has addresses listed. So wherever they identify.
And do you know what that is? Yeah, current
by memory, no. But I would guess this is 2-2 versus probably 2-2 right now, and this appointment would make.
Well, I just ask because I agree with you. It is important to have diverse representation on the library board from all areas of the county. And if we're overrepresented in one area and underrepresented in another, with the city of Conway being the underrepresented area, which is the district that I represent, and probably the majority of the people who go to the library are going to be in the city, you know, I would appreciate having more time to look at this and to be able to look at these applications before they get dropped on us, you know, at the meeting, and we have no time to discuss with the library director. We have no time to discuss with anybody, really. And so it's a challenge. I'm sure everything that you say about Ms. Carden is true. I'm not denying that. Just from my vantage point as a member of this committee, I've had absolutely no time, and I hear a little bit of confusion around where people live, and I'm uncomfortable with moving forward just on that alone.
Justice Pearson, I'd just like to point out, you know, that in this process, there is nothing that requires Judge Dodson in his office to bring this before the committee. It's something that I reached out to them about in the name of transparency and just helping give the court a little heads up on the nominations, when they're coming up and who's being nominated. And they obliged me to do that, to give the court a heads up and look at those. I'm seeing this for the first time as well, but this is the judge's office prerogative to choose who they want to and who they see fit for the reasons that they see fit. There's no requirements in anything that says we have to have everybody from Conway and that. And I am cognizant of the need. We need balance, right? I think everybody, we need a balance of out county and in Conway and those type of things. So in that spirit, I just want to make it known that Judge Dodson and his office do not have to do this. They don't have to bring this to us. They could bring it to us at full court. If you do feel like you need time, you can always abstain from the vote. Or vote.
I really don't
and
need
do those. I'm talking.
To I know, but I don't need the lecture you're giving me.
I'm not giving you a lecture. I'm giving you information.
It's really not information. It's just your opinion on the process.
No,
I'm well aware of the process, and we're just. I'm just here asking questions.
I've got the floor, so I would appreciate.
I never yielded it.
And so, if you don't feel comfortable with those, you can vote however you see fit, and that gives you a full week before it comes to the full court.
Thanks for
making a decision on your vote.
Thank you for telling me what I can and can't do and how the process works, which I'm well aware of. I'm just asking some simple questions here based off of some information that was presented to us. If it's going to come to us as a body to debate, just let me ask some questions. Let me do my job. You know, and all I'm saying is, I just now seen this for the first time. Any issue that gets brought before this committee, I understand that we don't have, that things can be brought up in committee, and that we are not required per our transparency ordinance to have them ahead of time. I understand that. All I'm saying is, it is nice and it is appreciated to have them in advance so that I can look at issues before I get here. That's all I'm saying. It's not required of Judge Dodson. I'm not asking that of you. I'm just saying, in the future, if it's possible, it would be appreciated. I see the date on the application. It's yesterday. I get it. I'm just making a point. That's all.
I don't think anybody's before. Came to debate, Justice Pearson. There's no debate over this. It's an up or down vote.
If you're not going to let me speak, Chris, then don't have me on the committee.
Have a good evening, Justice Pearson.
And I would just tell you, just curious if I could, Chairman.
Go ahead.
County Administrator, did anyone from the Quorum Court approach our offices in advance of this meeting to ask what we had done?
No.
Okay. And I'm just going to reiterate to those of you who are here, call my office. Don't wait until it's a fiasco in a public setting. Just call my office. We've never refused to visit with a justice. A justice was just over there right now. There are justices on this court that come to my office all the time. You've been there. Sam, you've been there. John, you've been there. Sheriff's obviously been there. Let's not ever let it get to this stage. The fact of the matter is, the deadline for filing the applications was yesterday. We didn't think it was appropriate to give a select few JPs who happen to call, you know, who the applicant's going to be. honestly. We thought it'd just be a cleaner process. Hey, this is a personnel committee. We'll put the name out there and let them debate or ask me questions. And so I just appreciate you letting me give that explanation. But I would just urge you, call my office. I just say that to anyone within earshot.
Go ahead, Justice Coates.
And if I may, I was one of the ones that recommended Ms. Harden. It took a little bit of... she had a lot of questions, and she wanted some time to think about it and pray about it before she made her decision as well. So she didn't even make her final decision until late yesterday afternoon. And so that's why her application was not turned in. She had just, we had been in discussion, but she did not feel comfortable until she had to make a final decision. And that's her prerogative. The deadline was yesterday.
Right. Thank you. Go ahead, Justice Allison.
Just for information, not debate. I'm looking at the Faulkner County Library System, the board page right now. There's four members listed. Ms. Stage has not been updated on there yet, but all four of the board members listed have common addresses.
That's just us. I appreciate that, and that's what I was looking for just now that I'd seen that. But I wouldn't speak to it until I could find it.
And I would, if I could, Mr. Chairman, I think the point to make is we don't necessarily need to get hung up on population counts. It's roughly half of our population in Faulkner County are City of Conway residents or citizens. But there are many more library locations not in the City of Conway. One could argue that it ought to be weighted one way or another using any one of a number of metrics, whether it be the people who walk through the door. Obviously, the biggest location is City of Conway. But there are other locations, I think, that would probably argue they're just as important as the biggest one. And so I'm not going to pick and choose winners or which metric to use like that. I think it just makes sense to be roughly with such a small board number of board members. I think it just makes sense. I mean, it's common sense. I guess I could probably, you know, be persuaded if there was some stronger argument. But, you know, I think we just set up to let's get this thing roughly. I don't want to get caught up in semantics or... You know, the Mrs. Stage has got a Conway address, but she lives and identifies with the City of Bologna and the school system out there. So I won't argue semantics or anything like that. I mean, I'd rather not. But that's all the calculus was. Didn't spend a ton of time on that, to be honest, other than, well, that makes sense. Let's make sure everybody's represented, both by background, where they list as a residence, or whether it be their working role. So anyway, thank you for that indulgence there.
Thank you, Judge. Any other committee members have any questions? Any JPs in the audience have any questions or comments? Go ahead, Justice Scott.
Just to make sure everybody online can hear us too. I recommended Ms. Carden. I've known her. She's one of the first people that I met when I came to Greenbrier. I've known her close to 30 years, both personally and professionally. We taught Vacation Bible School together back in our early years when our kids were young. We sat beside them in church for years and years at Emmanuel Baptist in Greenbrier, and we've since moved to Antioch, and we sit one row back from each other. I've known her for years and years, and many people that have gone through Greenbrier School District also know her. You can ask anybody that's from Greenbrier, and they know what a Carden kid is. Once you go through her classroom, she identifies, you know, those children and those students as hers. And so when I started, you know, thinking about who would make a good fit for that, I actually asked one of those Carden kids what they thought of her as a person and as a teacher, and I wanted to read that. It said, "Miss Carden was always so genuine. She treated everyone fairly and was always her sincere self. She always had good intentions in everything she did." And that's what really tipped the scale for me, is if she can go into something and be fair and always have the best of intentions, I think she would be super effective on this board. She also goes in and has the epitome of a servant's heart. Her entire family does. They serve not only Greenbrier and Quitman as a school teacher, but also the City of Conway with her family and what they do for a living. And so with that being said, you know, when she has the epitome of a servant's heart, what more can we ask for Faulkner County?
Thank you, Justice Coates. Any other JPs in the audience? Anybody else in the audience? Okay, I would take a motion to forward Ms. Carden's appointment to the full court.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Mrs. Carden's application is forward to the full court next week.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, I'll Judge. Appreciate ahead. It. Thank you. I don't have any announcements for the committee. Do any of the JPs have any announcements? Okay.
Mr. Chair, yes, I do have one quick announcement I was going to make earlier. Councilman Murphy won't be here tonight for either one of the committee meetings. He sends his apologies. He had a conflict that he had to attend to, so he asked me to step in. So I will pretend to be along here tonight.
Appreciate it. Yeah, he let me know he wasn't going to be here, so appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, I don't have anything else. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.